When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I got totally misquoted by the PM team yesterday and by our guy, Harry Callis, on the social video that he put out there, saying that I would give the Steelers a pass if they lost this game to the Browns.
Oh, wow.
No, I asked the question. Did Crowley say that? It's not my responsibility to handle how people react. Mwahaha.
I'm going to look at the video here.
Oh, wow.
Adam Crowley is ready to give a pass to the Steelers if they lose to the Browns again.
Question mark.
Two question marks, but bad English. Adam Crowley is ready to give a pass to the Steelers if they lose to the Browns again. Question mark, question mark.
It's just it is.
Is Adam Crowley willing to give them a pass? Correct.
Oh, the word is in there.
No, it wasn't. I'm looking at it right now. So, bang, bang. And then Pony and Mueller talk about, well, Crowley's giving him a pass. I'm not giving him a pass. I said... This is exactly what I tried to say. What I tried to say, what I did say, maybe they're different. But this game is massive. Of course it's massive. You can't get swept by the Browns. I was furious when they lost the first time to the Browns. And I still am. Because they'd be sitting here at 10-2, and you'd feel a lot better about their chances to get the number one seed in the AFC. You'd feel way better about their chances to get the number two seed in the AFC. And that's a missed opportunity. So you can't miss the second one. You need to win this game. But what I did say yesterday is I'm not going to react in the same way to games win or lose the rest of the year until the playoffs. If the regular season doesn't matter in some people's minds, got to win a playoff game. Oh, Tomlin coach of the year, 9-3, doesn't matter, got to win a playoff game. Well, I'm going to view the regular season similarly, but the opposite way. If they lose to the Browns, I'm going to kill them for it. But am I going to make any wide swathing generalizations about this team anymore the rest of the way? Probably not. Like, if they lose a game to the Eagles, I'm not going to say, oh, they can't win the Super Bowl. If they beat the Eagles, I'm not going to say, oh, they're a Super Bowl favorite. I'm just trying to stay more in the moment and even keeled. That's all I'm saying.
And that's very shocking to me because
thank you.
You know what's at stake in seeding, home field advantage. There's a lot more at stake down the stretch here, and especially whenever you have to play a team that you should beat. Like, if they lose on Sunday, I would have expected you to be 100 times more upset than you were the first time they lost to the Browns because you know that how important these games are now.
Oh, I totally will be, but my point is I'm not going to, if they lose this game, turn around and say they can't win a playoff game because I don't know.
It makes it a lot harder, though.
The path gets harder. There's no question. There's no question about that. But I don't think they're going to lose this game. Let's say they do. I don't know. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Commanders. They beat the Bengals in a game that I thought was going to be infinitely more difficult than either of these Browns games.
You don't think it would tell you a lot if they lost two times to the Browns that aren't even remotely close to being relevant at all?
I don't think it has anything to do with, and maybe I'm just not doing a good enough job stating my point, I don't think it has anything to do with whether or not they go to Philly and win or Kansas City comes in here and win. Like, they could lose to the Browns on Sunday and still beat Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their path through the playoffs gets infinitely harder if you don't win the North, infinitely harder if you lose a game like this to the Browns. So I'm not saying it's acceptable, but I don't know that I'm going to be making a whole ton of generalizations anymore the rest of the way. We are in the stretch run. Let's see if they can win a playoff game. Let's see if they can win multiple playoff games. Yes, Harry.
I did you dirty in the show notes that are sent privately to all the shows. Mm-hmm. But on the social media post, I maintain my innocence. It was a well-worded question.
It was not a
suspenseful question.
It was not a well-worded question, but yeah, it was the show notes that did me in.
What did the show notes? I didn't see them. What did it say? Can you read it on air?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it here.
Did you really? Why would you do that to
7:25. Crowley is wrestling with the idea of giving the Steelers a pass if they lose to the Browns.
She was.
No!
He was talking back. You and Pat said it. He was talking back and forth.
A little bit.
It's not that I'm giving them a pass. Perhaps I'm just not doing a good enough job stating
my opinion.
No,
you're not going to give them a pass, but you're not going to be as upset if they lose to the
Browns. No, I'll be very upset if they lose to the Browns because mathematically they have totally effed themselves. But if they lose to the Browns, I'm not going to say they can't win a playoff game.
The world's not over.
Correct, okay. Which is what I did after the first. It's the same story with them always. They lost to the Browns. They're never going to win a playoff game. And then they beat the Bengals, and they come back on Monday and go, this team's an AFC contender. I'm saying this publicly for everybody to hear. I'm in a wait-and-see mode now. I think they're a contender. I'm not going to overreact one way or the other to these games.
I don't know.
You say you're not going to overreact, but then you're going to show up on Monday.
Yeah.
Come on.
You'll overreact. That's it.
But will it be an overreaction, or it'll just be the reaction that's necessary? If they lose to the Browns, I'm out.
All right.
Forget everything I've said. But one thing is for sure, I did not give them a pass, and I got done dirty in the show notes that went out 37 seconds before the Pony and Muller show. They're supposed to go out at 10, they went out at 2 as they always do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.